Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. And I want to say to everybody, go Eagles! That's right, we're going to the Super Bowl. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Before we get started today, let me introduce you to these players we have today. To my left, the one, the only, and I mean my beautiful wife, and smart. Oh, is she smart. Lynn Golder, co-host.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thanks for the introduction and congratulations on the Eagles win. I know you're so excited. Anyway, I'd like to welcome everybody to the last Sunday edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Last Sunday in January, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And today we have a guest. That's right. He's famous in the Del Rey Boca area. The one, the only, Mr. Nigel.
Nigel Ricard.
Nigel Ricard. Are you there, Nigel?
I don't know how famous I am, but I am here.
What, Nigel?
I said, I don't know how famous I am, but I am here.
Well, okay, you're there. Well, that's our guest host tonight.
I don't know whether I'm on your right or behind you, because I know that Lynn is on your left. So
okay.
We can pretend that I'm there with you in the studio.
Okay.
This is great. You guys are so good.
Nigel, you were saying off the air before we went on the show, it's been, what, 3 years or something?
Something like that. It was about,
It's been a while.
Yes. It's been a while.
And in the studios, the only one in the studio, without him, we don't have a show. He's in Ocoee, Florida. That's where
you
our
never say that.
Flagship
Chris,
is. Flagship
Chris Shaw. Okay. Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw.
Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, you there? Chris Shaw.
Hey, Christopher.
Chris Shaw, you there?
He's yes, sir. A song for us.
Come on. Let's go, Eagles. You know, come on.
That's right. Come on.
I'm celebrating for you, Mike. I got you.
Yes.
Because I'm sitting down.
I got to say something right now. It's very important. E-A-G-L-E-S. Go Eagles. And all the folks who are living in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, that you Eagles fans, or if you're around the world, go Eagles. We're going to the Super Bowl. That's right.
Oh, yeah. I thought we would be playing, Hotel California. Or,
no, not Hotel California.
That's the Eagles. That's the Eagles there.
You can beat them.
Let's do some shout-outs.
We got to do shout-outs. First, we're doing a shout-out to all the people who are Philadelphia Eagles fans. Shout-out loud and clear. Go Eagles, Gedlin.
Okay. I just have one big shout-out tonight with a big paint brush stroke. I'd like to shout-out to all our new listeners up there in Canada, including Newfoundland and British Columbia and all the rest of Canada. Welcome, welcome. We're so happy that you're listening. Hope you call in sometime, too.
Hey, Nigel, you have any shout-outs, Nigel?
Yes, I want to shout-out to my former neighbor, Molly, who is listening to us in Ocala, and my sweet girlfriend, Kimberly, who is listening to us, I think, in Boca Raton. But I wanted to shout-out to also Sheila. Sheila Young, the president of the Florida Council of the Blind.
Oh, that's nice. That's very sweet.
Very sweet. Very sweet. And Chris Shaw, you have any shout outs?
Yes, sir. Definitely got to give a shout out to my beautiful wife. Her birthday will be coming up in 2 days, so I don't want to get a whooping. And give a shout out to Shanti and Jarrell, who here at the station, their birthdays are tomorrow and Tuesday as well.
I remember that. It's a big January down there at WOKB.
And of course, you know, I celebrate the whole month.
You do. Right? And happy birthday, Nakia, if you're listening.
Yes, happy birthday to you, Chris, as well.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Wait a minute. That guy, I see that guy turning in the car. He's turning the radio. Don't turn that dial.
Don't touch that dial.
Blind Beyond Radio Show.
That's us.
You know what this is all about, this radio show.
Yeah.
We're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. We're the bridge.
That's us.
So hope you like the show. Keep on listening. Don't go away. We got a lot of things happening at the show. We got a lot of trivia going on. Yes. What, Lynn?
Oh, okay. Did you say you're going to go to break?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to break yet.
Oh, okay.
Nigel's got something to say.
Oh, okay.
What, Nigel?
I just want to say thank you so much for honoring me to be with you again. This is the third. Let's see. The last time I was on the phone, the first time I was in the studio. Now I'm certainly in the studio. We don't have to tell everybody that I'm on Zoom, do we? I'm here in the studio. I love it.
Oh, the only ones in the studio right now is a fellow named Chris Shaw. Our engineer is putting all those buttons. Our producer, engineer, he's the one that's pushing all these buttons.
Nigel, excuse me, Michael. How many years have you been listening to the Blind and Beyond?
Oh, golly, we don't want to say. It's been at least
4 years.
4 years at least.
Well, I got one question to ask you, Nigel.
Yes, sir.
This is a very important question. Just answer the truth. When was the last time? It was a very important question because it came up to me just recently. Question.
Yes.
When was the last time you looked at our webpage?
Be honest.
It's very important.
Friday, I think. Or it's Thursday or Friday when I listened, because this usually is conflicting with my Bible study session. So I think it was Friday that I listened. I looked at the website and I listened to last Sunday's
broadcast. Before that, when did you get our webpage?
The Friday or Thursday before.
Okay.
And
the last, when was the last time you looked at our Facebook page?
Oh, geez, I don't do Facebook that much.
You don't do Facebook that much?
No, not much.
We're not quitting. No. You have to understand something. Someone just said to me, very important.
Yes.
He said to me, he's very big in analytics. Very big in analytics.
Okay. I'm bad.
And he said he wanted to question, are people looking at our Facebook page or looking at our webpage?
You guys have a great web page.
Yes, I understand that. But the point is, not everybody who listens to this radio show goes to our webpage or goes to our Facebook.
I would recommend it both. I haven't looked at your Facebook, but I do know that your webpage is great.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so
much. Absolutely.
Now we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We shall be right back.
We're not going anywhere.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week, I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back.
Yes. Welcome back.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-416. I don't believe I'm saying that. Let's go right the right phone number, 407-894-1680. Let me say that again, 407-894-1680.
Yes.
The next guest, well, Lynn, as you know, always introduces, always, 100% always introduce our guest. Tonight, I'm making an exception because I wanted to introduce this young man. Uh-oh. This young man, I know for quite a few years. He's married to our daughter. He's our son-in-law. And let me just tell you something, folks. If you need advisory, help to your financial condition, this is the guy that can help you. I can tell you this right now. He's helped quite a few people. He has a wonderful business. And the point is, he's totally honest, 100%. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. I wouldn't even introduce him. But I'm introducing him because not only do I respect him and love him, but I know he's totally legit. Right now, I'm going to introduce you to Jerry Gross, who's the owner of Gross Financial.
Welcome, Jerry.
Welcome, Jerry.
Maybe you can help me.
Please meet our guest co-host tonight, Jerry. This is Nigel Ricards. Nigel, this is Jerry Gross.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Jerry.
Okay. So, Jerry, thanks for joining us.
The ball game is yours, Jerry. You are in charge. Ball's in your court, Jerry.
I probably am the only Philadelphia person right now that's still sober. Everybody's drinking, and I had coffee because I know I was coming on your radio show.
That's funny. Yeah, we saw a picture of Broad Street. It's crazy there.
Your grandchildren are there right now.
Really?
Yeah, and my son and his fiance. They're all there drinking and celebrating, and I had coffee.
Well, as long as they're not going to climb any poles.
Yeah.
Well, they already greased all the poles in Philadelphia.
Did they? That's what we heard, yeah.
I had white cane coffee.
So tell, Jerry, tell the folks about what you do and how that you can help them, because I know you can. You can help these people. A lot of people probably don't save, and they need your help.
It's interesting, as a financial consultant, I think my specialty is dealing with the person who has the issue depending on their age at the time of the investment or the issue, and also the goal. So if I'm dealing with a 30-year-old who's saving for to buy his first house, that's a whole different strategy than a 40-year-old who might be saving for a retirement versus a 60-year-old who's 5 to 7 years away from retirement. Each person, depending on their income, their assets, their risk tolerance, all that, everything goes into it to develop the plan to get this person to get to the goal that they want to get to.
Tell us more, Jerry.
You know, patience to deal with a 30-year-old, since, you know, Desiree and I have, four kids under 35, so we work with them. I've coached them for baseball and basketball, so I understand their issues. And obviously dealing with a 40, 50, 60-year-old, and obviously 70, 80, to try to figure out how you could earn the most interest on your money and obviously pay the least amount of taxes.
Great.
Before we go further, let me tell you this way, folks. If you would like to call in and ask Jerry a question, because I'm sure those folks that just put the money in the bank, Jerry can advise you how you can make more money than just put the money in the bank. And don't remember one thing I'm telling you. He's my son-in-law. He's 100% legit. The phone number to call here is 407-894-1680. If you want to ask him a question, Jerry, you're up.
Jerry, I wonder, like so many of our listeners are baby boomers, such as myself, what you would say is the number one or the number two predicament financially with the baby boomers as far as saving?
In 2009, and since COVID, the stock market has been brutal, right? It's been as volatile as it's ever been. In 2009,
Nigel, Jerry, please stop. Second.
Sorry.
Nigel, if you could please.
Please stop, Nigel. Very annoying.
We can hear it on the air, but.
In 2009, the stock market went down 30%. So if that was the year you were going to retire, you're not retiring in 2009 because your 100,000 is now worth 70,000. And in 2020, when COVID hit, since 2020 till now, you're also down about 20-25%. No matter what you did, if you're in the stock market, you're down 25%. So imagine the guy or the woman who's 63, 64, 65, who had a lump sum of money, and now he's down or she's down 20-25%. What are you going to do? If you had all your money in the market, guess what? You're not retiring when you're 66, 67. You're going to either have to work, or you're going to have to not be able to do a lot of things in your retirement because you lost so much money because, you know, of the way the economy is and all the issues that created the stock market to go down. So what I try to tell people is it's called the red zone. We use it as a football analogy. You're 3, 4, 5 years away from retirement. You can't have all your money in the stock market.
Jerry.
30% maybe, 40%. But you start moving 60, 70% out into something safe and secure, and then you don't have to worry about, the economy because you know your money's guaranteed safe and secure.
Jerry, I have a question. This is Michael. Jerry, I have a question for you. Yeah. Is there any opportunity for someone who's 60 years old, who has some money in the bank and who makes money every month, but the bottom line, they don't put that much money away. So the bottom line is here they are at 60 and let's say they're going to live to, let's say hopefully they'll live to 85, 90. Is there any way that they can put money aside? Can you help them? And you, can you show them a way? How,
is it too late?
Is it too late?
No. So it obviously it's never too late. If you're going to live to 85 and you're 60, you got 25 years to develop a plan. So it's never too late. I just won't be aggressive with that money. I would have to be pretty, you know, secure and safe with that money so that the person, you know, doesn't lose 30% in 1 year. So I'm okay with a 60-year-old starting out at $200-$300 a month, and I'll help them the best that I can. But, you know, they're not going to be rich by the time they're 80, but we can still make sure that they're comfortable.
Well, let's not talk about being rich for a second, Jerry. A lot of our listeners are folks that are 60, let's just say 60 plus. And the bottom line is they get money every month, but the bottom line is $200-$300 a month. They don't even know what they did with it. I mean, if you ask them to count every dollar, they can't. So they $200, $300 a month. If they would work with you with $200-$300 a month, you could show them how to make some money in the next 20 years, 25 years, correct?
The only thing is they'd have to make a consistent basis. You can't give me $200 in January and nothing in February. You have to agree. And that's, I said that to a 30-year-old also. You got to agree to give me $100 a week. You got to agree to $100 a month. You got to agree to do a consistent basis so that when the time comes and you want to retire or you want to buy a big house or you want to do stuff, the only way you're going to have money at that point, if you consistently put away $100 a month at your when you're 30 and then $200 a month when you're 35.
That's the only way it would work, Jerry. Jerry, it's Michael. The only way it would work with a lot of our listeners to automatically give you $200 a month, take out of their money because they don't even know what they do with the money.
Right.
I guarantee you, we said to most people, what did you do with the last $200? I don't know.
Take it out of their paycheck if they're still working.
Nigel, got any questions, Nigel?
Yes, I just want to point out that, and I'm sure Jerry would agree with me, that the banks are not paying enough interest. I mean,
that's number one. You're also, even if you get a decent interest rate, you're paying taxes on that money.
Yes, so exactly.
Let's say you make 3 or 4% after taxes, you're only making 2.
Yep.
That's not even inflation.
That's it. Exactly.
I mean, you know the joke about eggs. The inflation on eggs and milk is 3, 4, 5%. So if you're not making 5, 6% on your money, and you're only making 3, and you're paying tax on the 3, that gets you down to 2.
Yep.
You're actually losing money because you're not even covering inflation.
So the bank's not a worthy and worthwhile investment.
Well, so not necessarily. I always like to keep – the good thing about the bank, you get the money tomorrow. You can drive there, get out of your car, walk up, you meet the teller, and the teller gives you a check immediately.
That's true.
That's called liquid money. Able to get the money tomorrow.
Yep.
Once I do a budget for someone, I know, let's say, what their expenses are. I always keep about 6 months' expenses in the bank.
There you go.
Car breaks down. You need brakes, you need whatever, you have it immediately. After the 6 months, then we can start putting together a little bit of a plan so that you have money in the future.
Exactly. So they're good for short term, but not for long term like what you're offering.
Short term, or when you know you're going to need the money soon.
Yep.
You know you're going to buy a car, you're going to buy a house in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that money in the stock market. You can't take a 30% loss. So then you might move that money into the bank for a year. So that you have it when you need the down payment for the house or something that's coming up soon.
Right.
That's the only time you keep the money in the bank.
That's
6 months or I'm going to need the money soon for something.
Yep. Good point.
Like in my example, I got to pay for 2 weddings in the next 15 months. That money's not in the market.
Right.
That money's already available, you know, earning 1%, but at least I know I have it. So when... you know, the places want, you know, more than just a deposit, I'm prepared.
Right.
Right. If it was in the market, it took a 30% hit, then we're not going to be able to serve chicken at the
So folks, no question is stupid. If you want to call up and ask Jerry a question, call up now and ask 407-894-1680. Call up and ask a question. No question is stupid. It's your money. Ask him a question. Got nothing to lose. You can ask him a question.
And everything to gain.
You got everything. Well, that's the point. Our listeners are like to lay back and listen and listen and listen. But the point is, when you start talking about your money, the point is you want it to grow. And if you're only going to put it in the bank, or if you're just going to spend it every week, nothing to show for it in 10 years or 20 years, you know, it's like this way. Jerry, I got a question for you. If a person takes, let's say, $200 and they're going to pay it, let's say, spend it. They don't even know what they did with it. Bought cigarettes with it, whatever. The point is, if they would have given you $200 a month in 20 years, wouldn't that amount to something?
Yes, that's $2,500. It's almost, that's $2,500 a month a year. Times it by 10 is $25,000. If it earned a little bit of interest, you now have $40,000 in your account after 10 years.
Hear what he just said? From your $200 a week that you didn't even know what you did with, in 20 years, you got $40,000, round numbers. The point is, that's why you need Jerry to help you, because you're just going to take money and spend your money and went out and bought more Italian food and more things and more things. You don't know what you did with the money.
Exactly. And I would advise, if you would, please give your contact information. So
there's two ways you can reach me. My office number is 215-355-4544. I am licensed in Florida, and I am licensed in several states. And my website is Jerry Gross Financial. So feel free to look that up. And there's a spot on there to, you know, for contact.
Say it again, the phone number, Jerry.
215-355-4544. And the website is Jerry Gross Financial.
A lot of people are listening.
And I suggest to call him. He won't bite. When you call him, by the way, tell him that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's all. Tell Jerry you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. And you would like to know what he can do for you. That's all.
Absolutely. In fact, you might want to spell out that URL, Jerry.
JerryGross Financial. FinanCial. Jerry Gross Financial.
Thank you.
And if you didn't get the whole thing, just write to me, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and I'll put you in touch with Jerry.
Also, I think there's a link on your website, Michael, to his.
No, not for Jerry.
No, not
for Jerry. Not
sorry.
Yet.
Okay.
Will be, but not yet.
Sorry.
Now, when I talk to young people, I always say the same line that I say even the middle age and older age. Unless you have a rich aunt that's going to die and leave you money, it's up to you, buddy, to save the money, and it's up to you to save it correctly. So those who are 60, 65, have money, they're relaxing, they're enjoying their retirement. That's only because they saved $200 a month when they were 30, 35, and 40. Now they have enough money to relax, enjoy, go on vacation, and, you know, live happily ever after. Yeah, because he or she with money at 65 and healthy is better off than he or she with no money or low money at age 65.
One of the big things is, I have to say this, very important. Jerry's overlooking this. And let me emphasize this, knowing our listeners. With Jerry, if you give him money every month, right, the bottom line is you're not spending it in a foolish way. You're giving him money every month. And you know what? That's money you would have spent. Something that you, in 6 months, you wouldn't even know what you did with the money. But here, it's for savings. Every month, you're going to give it money. And then, after 20 years, like he said, that $200 a month in 20 years can be $40,000.
Jerry, before we say goodnight, just remind everybody that you're licensed, please, in Florida, because we have a huge...
Right, other states. Several...
Yeah, I said other states, but all those Floridians there listening.
Right. I'm licensed in several states, including Florida, Delaware, I mean, almost a lot of them. And if someone does call and I'm not licensed in their state, it takes a week to get licensed in their state. So
there you go.
That's it.
So if they got a few people to call in the same area, he can license you in that state.
Right.
407-894-1680. If you want to call in, now's the last time to call in right now. We're going to have Jerry back. But the point is, it's Jerry Gross you're talking to, Gross Financial. Can't hurt to talk to him, that's for sure. Can't hurt.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's it. Thank you, Jerry, for coming on. Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good luck.
We'll have you back, Jerry.
We will.
Have a good night.
Thanks. You too, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Yeah, we're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Nigel.
Yes, sir.
Are you up for your trivia?
It's trivia time.
Trivia time. It's Nigel's trivia time.
Are we going to hear from Dave Hildebrand, his trivia song?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry. Okay.
You're up.
All right. So we're going to hear a song that was popular back in the early 60s. I think it's the one. It's called The Cheater. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Don't say the name.
Sorry.
phone number is, who's singing the song? Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680.
It seems every day now, you hear people say now, look out for the cheater. Some more now. When he's out betraying, you hear people saying, look out for the cheater. Make way for the fool-hearted clown.
Okay, that's enough.
Look out for the cheater.
Okay, who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Nigel. Hey, Michael and Lynn, I was able to hear it this time. The others.
Good choice, Nigel. Good choice.
Thank you, Nigel. Nigel, while we're waiting for callers, I have to do a PSA for Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Go for it.
And I just wanted to tell everybody, especially on the West Coast of Florida, but anybody's welcome, but on the West Coast, that Saturday, February 4th, that there's going to be, it's sponsored by Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a vision seminar that will be held in Tampa. And the flyer, I'm just reading from the flyer, join the Foundation Fighting Blindness Tampa Bay chapter for a free half-day seminar, and you can learn the latest information on retinal diseases, specifically age-related macular degeneration, which is also known as AMD, from a panel of speakers all across the landscape of retinal health. And the location is T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. The address is, some of you might already know, this is 4121 North 50th Street in Tampa.
When is it?
Let me go back to the flyer. It's Saturday in Tampa on February 4th. If you'd like more information, you go to give.fightingblindness.org and you'll read all about
Next Saturday.
Yeah, the Tampa Vision Seminar. Yeah, my gosh, that's next Saturday. It's only 6 days away. So give.fightingblindness.org. It's in Tampa, 4121 North 50th Street in Tampa at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center, and it's next Saturday, February 4th, and it's called the...
I'll do it one more time.
Yeah, I'll do it after. I just want to look at it and see what it's called again. It's the Vision Seminar.
Chris, any callers for the Nigel song? I guess so. He's answering the phone. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Like new callers first. We can. New callers. Everybody knows that song that Nigel wanted. Who's singing the song? A lot of people did it. This was the original.
Are you there, Nigel?
I didn't know it had been redone. Okay.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people did the song. They covered it. This was the original.
Okay. I didn't know. Sorry.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
If
all
you
right.
Could look it up on your end.
I didn't either.
You got any callers?
Yeah, I got two callers. I got two callers.
Anybody new? Anybody new?
Nobody new right now. I have Linda from Bayside, New York, and I have Kim from Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay, who was first, Linda?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Linda from Bayside, New York. Linda, you're up.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Linda.
Yes, how are you?
All right. How you doing, Linda, New York?
I'm good. How's everything with down there in sunny Florida?
Well, it's a little chilly. Not as cold as New York, but it's chilly for us here in Florida.
What? I'm sorry?
So listen, Linda, do you think you know the answer to this? Who's singing this song?
I think it's Bob Cupid and the Inman.
All right.
Was she right, Nigel?
Yes.
She was right. Okay.
Absolutely. Oh, boy.
That's so you exciting. Just won yourself a $10 gift card, Linda, from Subway. It's coming your way, Linda.
That's great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you.
As always. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
All right. Do you want to talk to Kim from Boca Raton for a moment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll talk to Kim from Boca Raton, Florida.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Yeah, unfortunately, somebody else got it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But
there's more songs coming up.
Absolutely.
Are you enjoying the show, Kimberly?
I am very much. Thank you so much.
Well, keep on listening.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your call so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great. Great that Linda got it. I didn't think anyone would. Oh well, that's.
I'm good.
So we had a call from New York and a call from Boca Raton, Florida. Nigel.
Yes. Yes.
So Nigel.
Yes.
Tell us a little about you. People don't know about you, Nigel.
Well, I'm.
Who is Nigel? Nigel?
Maybe you don't want to know, but all right, I'll tell you. I'm a radio amateur. My call sign is KB4F. I'm one of the many who are part of this group. I know that Mike Lance and Dave Hildebrand are also radio amateurs. So this is KB4F, Net Control this evening for the Blind and Beyond Radio Net. Oh, sorry.
Hey, a question before you go any further.
Chris.
Did Kim receive anything?
No.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay. I was just
checking. Not this time.
Because I had another caller to call in.
No, Linda won.
Okay, yeah. Linda won. Got it. Okay. Well, I have another caller on the phone line who wants to get in and say hello.
Okay, good. Who is it?
I believe she's a first-time caller.
Oh, we should have had her as a first-time caller.
I believe.
That's what we said.
I want to say she's a first-time caller. I didn't ask. But she's currently in the Ocala area.
Oh, that's Molly, right?
How did you figure that out?
Because she's the one I gave the shout-out to in Ocala.
Okay, well, yeah, it's Molly from Ocala.
Hi, Molly.
Nigel, I think Baxter just heard your voice and he started barking at you.
Oh, my God. Hi, Baxter. Hi, Molly.
Hi, everyone. It's so nice. Hi, Baxter. I know
good to hear
different.
From you, Molly.
My dog loves
my daughter
Nigel.
Had a cat named Molly.
Oh.
It's so nice to join you guys this evening. Thank you.
It's so good to be with
you. Hope you join us in the future.
Yeah, listen
every Sunday
night. Yes, I
hope. Every Sunday night.
I just wanted to call and say thank you to Nigel for inviting me to join your program this evening, and I wanted to let him know that I was here and listening and supporting him, and to let him know how much I appreciate being his friend and including me in this. Thank you.
Thank you, and Kimberly's here too, so this is all good.
I figured she might be the Kimberly from Boca Raton.
Molly, we hope you tune in every Sunday.
We hope you tune in every Sunday night.
Yes.
I hope so too, now that I know about it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, and Baxter says hello as well.
Hi, Baxter.
Baxter.
All right. Hi, you guys. I'm going to tune back in and listen to the rest of the show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Who's Baxter, the dog?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, how did I know that? Wasn't a man.
So what else, Nigel? Tell us about yourself.
Well, I am with the Braille Club. I know you and Michael know about that. I'm on the board of the Braille Club. I'm also on the board of the National Church Conference of the Blind, and I did tell Enoch Williams about this presentation. So he might be listening now.
He's in
good
Philadelphia,
evening.
Right? He's at hi, Enoch, if you're
yes.
listening. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And what else? I'm on the board of the Florida Council of Blind by virtue of my membership on the board, of the Braille Revival League of Florida. So if anyone wants to, we do have a Braille revival call tomorrow evening on the Braille Club conference line. And if you'd like, I can give that information. I can give that number out on the radio if you want.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's 253. That's the area code. 993-3677, and we meet at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Every other Monday at 6, we have Braille training. For those who want to know more about Braille, we are, after all, the Braille Revival, or the Braille Club. And the Braille Revival League is an organization to which I belong also, which is...
And where does that meet, Nigel?
We normally meet... It's interesting you should ask that. Thank you, Lynn. We used to meet in West Palm Beach, but the building has been sold because of its elderliness, and we're now opening a place in Boynton Beach. Of course, this is all South Florida.
Right. It's closer to you.
Yes. And we will be open for regular, at least hybrid meetings, as soon as the place opens. We are open for business. There are business transactions that take place at the Boynton Beach location, but it's not yet open for regular in-person meetings. But we do conduct our meetings via teleconference, either on the telephone or via Zoom. So if anybody wants to connect with us via the teleconference, you can do that, or via Zoom, you can do that as well.
Nigel.
Yes, sir.
For those that don't know, have you been visually impaired and blind long?
I have been blind all my life.
Oh, you've been blind all your life?
Yes.
You don't sound blind.
Okay. I don't know what a blind person is supposed to sound like, but
that's,
hey, I'm
that's
blind.
That's the joke that we've
I know. I hear you. Times. I hear that's you loud and clear. I'm yeah. blind. I'm blind and beyond. Hey, hey, hey. Yes,
well,
sir.
One thing I want to tell our listeners, it's very important, because I know I have a friend who likes himself to call blind man. And I always said, I want to be known first as a man. Yeah. Remember the man. Then you can know as a man, my name is Michael. I don't want to be known as blind Michael. I want to be known as a man, then Michael. And then if you want to sound blind, okay. But the point is, that's not the first couple things I want to be remembered by, that I was a blind man.
I love that, Michael. Thank you so much. That's great. I agree with it wholeheartedly.
Speaking of that certain man,
you
forgot to shout out to him to thank you for the well wishes for the game.
Oh, yes. All those folks that wished me well as far as blind and beyond. It was Gary out there who wished me
that was so nice good of luck. Gary,
yep.
to do
Gary
that.
Sinclair. Couple
of the folks. Yeah. Yep, Gary Sinclair.
Yeah.
Wished me good luck as far as our Eagles.
Yeah.
And David was concerned. And David, our co-host David was concerned about you, and Chris wished you good luck.
Yeah. Kimberly and I had breakfast with Gary at the Florida Council of Blind. What was that? I'm sorry, Chris.
I got another special caller on the phone line. We got another special call on the phone line. My gator great.
Oh yeah, that must be Mickey.
He's got his friend. He's got his fan club calling in. He's got his fans calling in.
Sorry guys.
she said,
Mike calling from?
She is listening, and is calling. They're calling from Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Deerfield Beach, Florida, Mike.
we just had dinner with her last night. Kimberly and I had dinner with her sister Mickey. This is Mickey. Hi, Mickey.
Nigel, my Gator Great.
Gator Great. Hey, go Gators. Sorry, y'all. Sorry.
Hey, you know what? You don't sound blind to me either.
All right.
What do you say?
You don't sound blind.
Yeah. I don't sound blind to her, but that's all right.
He doesn't sound blind to me either. He actually looks phenomenal.
If you say so, Mickey, thank you. Thank you for dinner last night.
All right. Nigel, I love you, baby. Have a good time
love
on
you
your trip.
Well, thank you.
God bless.
Thank you for calling in, and maybe you'll listen
thank
when he's not
everybody.
On.
Thank you, I was blind for 5 years, and I can now see, so there's hope for all of us.
Absolutely.
There you go.
There you go. I've been blind for however old I am, and I can't see, but hey, you know, it's hope for me as well. Oh, there goes is that the bright line? No, that's the...
What's that noise?
That's a train coming by. I don't think it's a Brightline. I'm sorry. It's the
Sunrail.
It's a train. It's a freight train.
Oh, freight train.
Is that close to your house?
Wow.
Yes. Yes. I live
coming through your house.
Well, it might be. I don't think it is, but I hope not.
Nigel, before we go to the top of the hour, I just wanted to remind everybody that Peter Cucciavi will be calling in the second hour. He's the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications.
Beautiful.
So if you have any questions for Peter, please call in.
Great.
And then also Matthew Paquette, who is the product manager at HumanWare, will be calling
HumanWare.
Yeah, with some latest updates on new assistive technology. So it's going to be, oh, and Michael's trivia. So it's going to be a busy second hour.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yes.
Yes.
So folks, if you have anything to say, you'd like to call in, please do, 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you, 407-894-1680. You got it? Then use it. You have to dial 407-894-1680. I got a new phone. It's pretty good.
Huh.
You know what I do? I go through Alexa. I don't have to dial anymore. No dialing. It's all voice.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Say, Alexa, tell Lively, call Nigel. That's all it says. It calls.
Yeah, but the only thing about that is you have to tell, you have to go into the app and give it your cell phone number, I think, or mobile phone.
You have to go online to
the website. That's no big deal.
And just create a contact list.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah. That's it. Sure. I mean,
it takes time to do it, but the pilot, anybody can do it, whether you're sighted or blind.
Sure.
You set something up in the computer,
and
that's it. And the computer does the rest.
That's it.
But you can do it anywhere. I've done it everywhere. I've done it from the car. I've done it from the supermarket. I've done it from many places, and it works perfectly.
Huh. Great. Yeah, we're trying to set that up for Kimberly so that she can do that now. But she used to be able to do it, but they changed the parameters on her Alexa app, so she's got to do it now.
Yeah, it can get complicated sometimes.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
We can do it.
Yeah.
But we can do it, though.
So we're going to go to the top of the hour?
Okay, so it's time for the top of the hour. We're going to go to break, and then we'll be right back, and then do trivia. When we come back, we'll do the trivia.
Sounds good.
Okay, so you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. Be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
There you go. We are indeed.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483. Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.